You're listening to The Takeover. Wellness Wednesday time is what we are up to at the moment with Kelly Kiesel back here. She's a nutritionist and naturopath joining us tonight for another Wellness Wednesday. Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Tonight we're looking at anxiety and depression, but from a food and diet and physiological point of view, because we know that there's a lot of study, obviously, around psychology and working with the brain through counselling and different methods like that. But there is also a lot of research that's been done showing that food and diet and nutrition can have a huge impact on our mental health as well. And right now we're going to look at the gut and brain connection, which I know is, you know, one of those Instagram hashtags at the moment, gut-brain connection, because it's such a big thing. So tell us, what is the connection between the brain and the gut?
Yes, so the brain-gut connection, it is a bit of a hot topic at the moment, I think, because there's been so much a boom of research coming out about it. But basically, there is a few ways where the gut impacts the brain and the brain impacts the gut. So we have what's called the enteric nervous system, and that runs the whole length of our digestive system. So there's all of these very nerve-rich system, and the brain can speak to the gut through those nerve signals, I suppose. Mm. And then it goes the other way as well. And part of the way that the communication works between the gut and the brain is through what we call the microbiome. So another fancy word that's very popular at the
moment. I've heard that one. I don't know what it is, but I've heard of it.
Okay. Yeah. So the microbiome refers to the whole host of basically a huge ecosystem of microbes which live in your gut, and they're supposed to live in your gut. So it incorporates bacteria, viruses, yeast, worms, parasites. Everyone loves to hear that. But yes, we've all got them and we can't live without them. So they're very beneficial to us. And they communicate with our brain through these nerves as well.
Okay.
So it's so, so important. But unfortunately, the microbiome is also very sensitive to the way we live our lives, like modern life, with our processed foods, not enough fiber in our diet, stress can impact it, alcohol can impact it.
Lack of sleep,
yeah. Definitely, for sure. And some medications as well will impact the microbiome and change the way that it works, and therefore the communication between our gut and our brain is altered as well.
Wow. So diet really does have a huge impact, and if the microbiome isn't working properly, those messages between the gut and the brain are not being sent properly, or maybe they're being misinterpreted, I'm guessing, as well.
Yep. Yeah. So there's that. There's a miscommunication. Mm. And there's also an increase in inflammation within the gut, which can lead to damage of the lining of the digestive tract as well. So that means that...
Does not sound like fun.
No, it's not a great situation. It means that, you know, you've got more toxic elements being absorbed into the bloodstream and across the blood-brain barrier, and because of that, then that activates an inflammatory response in the brain as well.
Yeah.
So again, it's connected with the inflammatory side of things, but also the microbiome and that bacteria in its own right can influence our mood and how we feel.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Food for thought. Pardon the pun. But yeah, definitely so much to learn in this area, and I've already learnt so much in just the last couple of minutes. So it's been great having you here tonight again, Kelly, for another Wellness Wednesday. We're going to be catching up with you in a fortnight to look at a different health topic. But if you do have something that you would love Kelly to talk about, or if there's a topic you'd love to hear more about or learn more about, please let us know. You can send us a message on Instagram, 1079Live, or send us a text, 04 13 90 1079. Kelly Kiesel back. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I've been dreaming.